Welcome to Local Bitcoiners, a podcast about Bitcoin meetups. This episode, Reed and Rev talk with Shannon from Columbus, Ohio, Bitcoin Meetup.
Hey, welcome back. Rev Hodel here. I'm back with Reed, and tonight we have Shannon of Columbus Bitcoin. And we're going to talk to Shannon all about what cool things Columbus has going on. And before we get into what Shannon's got going on over there in Columbus, I'm going to, as usual, talk about my most recent meetup adventure. And this one was the South Bend meetup. That's my meetup, and that's the first Thursday of every month at Lang Lab. And this was pretty cool. We've been hosting the meetup at this venue for over a year, and we've been working on getting them to accept Bitcoin there. They have a Square point of sale system, and it started off as, you know, basically, all right, we don't want to take Bitcoin through the point of sale, but the bartender was cool with taking tips. So I got him set up with a Moon wallet, and we've been tipping the bartender for all this time. And it was actually kind of cool because he had like lost his phone and had to restore the wallet, and he had backed up his keys correctly and was able to restore it, and all his Bitcoin was still there. And so that was kind of a win. But finally, this meetup, the right person was there to say, hey, can you turn on this Bitcoin payment optionality? And we spent some time kind of poking around in the user interface there. It wasn't obvious. And the guy was like, well, let me look into it. Cause at that point I'd been standing there for like 10 minutes as we've been poking around, seeing if we could get it set up. And, he came out onto the patio where we were hanging out. He's like, all right, we got it. We're taking Bitcoin. And, so then we all went in there and started buying our drinks and paying in Bitcoin. And so as I was talking to him a little bit more, I'm like, so what do you got? What are you going to do? Are you just going to flip it back into fiat automatically? What kind of setup do you have? And he's like, well, I haven't had a really chance to think about it. So, we're just going to hodl it. And, you know, when we need the cash flow, the Bitcoin will be the last thing we liquidate in order to meet our cash flow needs. And, you know, it's just a handful of drinks every month anyway. So it seems like they should be able to hodl that for a decent period of time before they have to liquidate, and hopefully the price moves in their favor. It's a good time to start stacking as it is, because it's always better to start when the price is low rather than high, in my opinion. How much lower can it go, guys? Come on. And for how much longer? I don't know. I'm always way too bullish. But so the final thing that I'll add to this little story is that I always try and do a little cookout at our meetup. And because I have this relationship with the corner store down the road for me, where I can buy stuff there in Bitcoin, I always stop over there and I buy some. They have these pre-made burger patties and buns. And so I pick up some burgers and buns and grill them up at the meetup. And so now you can attend the meetup and eat food that was purchased with Bitcoin, buy your beer with Bitcoin. It's a whole Bitcoin-only experience at our meetup now, which is pretty awesome. And so that's really the exciting stuff. The conversation was the typical Bitcoin gossip, whatever's going on. We just kind of touched on whatever people wanted to talk about in relationship to their own Bitcoin journeys at the time. And it was a great meetup, man. I also found a way to hang our flag in a really noticeable area. Like, so it was up high and it was much more visible now. And so we kind of did get some attention from the flag hanging. Some people that were not Bitcoiners or even knew that a Bitcoin meetup was going on were like, what's going on with that flag? And we're like, hey, yeah, join the Bitcoin meetup. We're doing it right here. And so that was cool too. So even I am learning some cool techniques from myself doing the podcast over time to improve my own meetup. And so I appreciate all the guests and everybody that's come on to help me on my meetup organization journey. Reed, how about you? What's going on?
Yeah, man, dude, I know I've said it before. Like, I'm learning all kinds of stuff from hosting this pod, but, you know, just listening, right? Even just listening to what everybody else has going on and spending more. I think it was, might have been Fundamentals. Somebody from one of the earlier episodes brought up the point. It's just like the more opportunity that you have to just be talking about, even just talking about your meetup, you just start thinking about it more. And then all of a sudden you start thinking of things. Oh yeah, you know, I should probably, that's something I could easily do at the meetup. So, you know, I've been learning all kinds of stuff. So I don't have a meetup adventure. I think I mentioned last time. So our meetup's still a couple weeks out. Our next meetup is Western Mass Bitcoin meetup number 47 is on Sunday, July 19th at 6 p.m. at the Heavy Culture Cooperative in East Hampton, Mass. But instead of talking too much about an upcoming meetup, what I'd like to do instead is talk for a minute again about the meetups page on our website. So this is localbitcoiners.com/meetups. And I know we talked about some of this last time, but I'm gonna reiterate it here right at the top of the show. So one of the things that we're trying to do is we're trying to find all the meetups that are either that participate in some way in the show. So whether you listen to the show, whether you're a guest on the show, if you're just a fan of the show, maybe you don't even listen to the show, but you've heard of us and you know that we talk about meetups all the time. Well, it would be really great if we could talk about your meetup. And one of the best ways that we could think of to do that is if you boost your meetup and we'll talk about it here on the show. So we added some tools to the website for people to be able to put their meetups on Noster. And then we can find the meetups on Noster. And we're going to talk about that later on in the show. But when you post your meetup on Noster, it makes it a lot easier to find. And it's just because of the openness of the Noster protocol. It just makes everything a lot easier to find and aggregate and put all things right in the same place. Okay, so what I really want to talk about is this. How do you share your meetup? How do you boost your meetup on the show? So if you go to localbitcoiners.com/meetups and you click on share your meetup, then you're going to see that you have four different options to do that. So if you've already posted your meetup on Noster and you just want to share it with the show, no problem. You just click on my meetups and it will show you all the meetups that you've listed on Noster already. Because again, these things are easy to find. Once it's on Noster, we just look for your NPUB and then bam, we can find all your events. And you can boost your meetup right from there. But you don't even have to be the organizer. You don't even have to be the one who posted on Meetup. If you see a meetup if you know of another meetup on Noster, you can search for it. Just search for the person who posted it, and you can boost that meetup. And we'll read that meetup out. You don't even have to have it. The other thing we did add, it doesn't even have to be on Noster, right? You can boost your meetup from an external URL. So if you just want to share the meetup.com link, or if you post it on, you know, Setlantis, or if you post it on Eventbrite or any of these other platforms, you can drop the link in there as well. It won't show up on this meetups page because that's only looking for Noster events, but we'll still be able to read out your event and you can share out the link via Noster. And then the last thing you can do is you can create a new one. And so we are thinking of some ideas about how to make that as easy as possible. But you know, it's pretty straightforward. You just list the date and the time. You can upload an image if you want. That's optional. And then when you post it, you can share it with us and it will show up on this meetups page. Okay, so now that you've got the options down, really what we want to talk about, or what I wanted to talk about during my little segment here in the beginning, is we teased this last time, but you know, we've got this wallet that we've been using for the show, and it's filling up with sats, because these are the sats that we like to give back, right? This is our value. These are our value for value sats, and so when you post valuable content like your meetup on the show, we want to give you some value back. And so we teased it last time. And really what we're going to be doing here is anyone who posts their meetup, we're going to be randomly selecting one of the meetups and we're going to be, you know, sending a value for value boost of 21,000 sats. And I think we're just going to do that until we run out of sats in the wallet. So that's going to be at least a few weeks here. And so for today, we have just one meetup that hasn't been posted by Rev or myself. So Rev, you posted Chicago BitDevs, which is coming up on Thursday, July 9th. You also posted Michigan Bitcoin Meetup, which is coming up on July 16th, and that's in Benton Harbor. I posted my meetup, which I already said is July 19th. And then you also posted South Bend, Indiana Bitcoin meetup on August 6th. But we did have Whiter, or at least that's how we're deciding, by the way, to say your name, Whiter. I hope that's, we've gone back and forth several times here with Skr and all these things. So we're going with Whiter. You can feel free to correct us. But Whiter posted the Cleveland Bitcoin monthly meetup, which is Friday, July 10th, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Saucy Brew Works in Cleveland. So Whiter, we're going to be reaching out to you and getting you the 21,000 sats. And so thank you and for posting your meetup on the page, and we're going to give you some value back. So we're going to do this again next week. And so hopefully, you know, folks will take some time and find your local meetup. You don't even have to be the organizer. You know, find your local meetup and post about it on our site. And, we're going to be sending those sats to you, the person who posted it. And then it's up to you. Maybe you want to give them back to that meetup. Maybe you want to give them to the organizer, make up for meetup.com fees or whatever else. But at the end of the day, I mean, they're going to be your sats. You're the one providing the value to the show, which is sharing out the meetup. So thank you, Whiter. And for the other folks who have boosted there, we have had some other folks use this tool in the past. So thank you all. And we hope that you get some more use out of this. And hopefully we'll be able to provide some value back to you. So I think that's mostly what I want to talk about. We're going to talk about the website a little bit more later in the show. That's what I wanted to use kind of my opening segment for. So I think with that, we are going to introduce Shannon from Columbus Bitcoin. So welcome to the show. And why don't you take a minute and introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your meetup?
Yeah, good to be on, guys. Appreciate it. Yeah, I organized the Columbus Bitcoin meetup and out of Columbus, Ohio. We're a Bitcoin meetup that's currently in its 6th year of life, which is a fairly long time. There's some meetups that have been around longer, but it's been a long road. we generally do one meetup a month, and we try to do like quarterly events, which kind of keep things. The one meetup a month, generally it's a social kind of get together where people can get together, talk about Bitcoin, kind of get it off their chest, let their significant other breathe a sigh of relief so they can come and talk. And then the events are more of an educational seminar, almost like a baby conference. They're about 3 hours long. We'll get some guest speakers to come in and talk. And we do that with a lot of partners. I see a lot of the people you previously had in your episodes, like the free market kids. We've had them come and talk and kind of display their games and everything. It's a pretty good time. And just like Rev, when the Square point of sale came out with Bitcoin, we were able to actually move to a location to get a private room where you could pay for food and drinks in Bitcoin, which is great. And it's kind of strange, but people still complain. I don't know if you can ever please everybody, I guess. But that's generally one of the complaints you would always hear up until that point. So, man, I wish I could pay in Bitcoin. And then you find a place that they can pay in Bitcoin and they'll complain about something else. But so is life.
So one of the things that we, a common question for us to get kind of kicked off here a little bit with, and it's something, I don't know, I always feel kind of interested. I think maybe it's because back in the day, I guess it doesn't really happen so much anymore, but back in the day when I used to listen to Bitcoin podcasts, it seemed like every time somebody come on a show, it would be like the first opening question, tell us about how you found Bitcoin. It's like your Bitcoin origin story. Well, here we like to hear about meetup origin stories. So I'd love to hear just about what was the first meetup you ever attended? How was it getting the Columbus Bitcoin meetup started or off the ground, or any kind of meetup origin stories you think might be interesting? I'd love to hear more about that.
Okay. Yeah. Our meetup origin story essentially got created on Twitter. There was a couple people You know how everyone follows people, and sometimes you notice you're from the general same location. And they just kind of wanted to get together to have a few drinks. Wasn't really like a meetup just yet, so to speak. It was just like, hey, you're into Bitcoin. We're into Bitcoin. Let's get together Tuesday night, have some drinks. And that was kind of the first meetup. We had six people come to that one. Of the six, three are still around today. One of the guys that was there, he was really into, he was out of Toledo, Ohio, and he had been in Bitcoin for a substantial amount of time. I want to say he got into it maybe probably around 2011. And, but he was all like, you know, going to the conferences, going to BitBlock Boom, just traveling around. And he would go in the state of Ohio, he would go to Cleveland, he'd go to like the Toledo one, and he'd come to Columbus. So he was trying really hard to get all these meetups actually started. And he did a great job. And then one day he just kind of just disappeared. He just disappeared into the Bitcoin ether, never to be heard from again. And at that moment in time, our meetup had grown from this original six people. We probably had about 12 or 15 coming at that moment in time. And it was either, you know, we could watch this little community that's starting to grow fall apart, or we could, you know, pick up the pieces and run with it. And we you know, I don't want to say it was me, but I mean, we were able to get through that, and we were very fortunate that River moved from San Francisco, and their headquarters is now here in Columbus, Ohio. So we were able to partner with River, and basically kind of through that partnership, we've been able to hold meetups actually like in River's home office, which is actually like, you know, if you're a Bitcoiner, it's pretty cool to be there, especially getting to meet, you know, some of the people like River is by far the best Bitcoin company that I'm aware of. A lot of people have, you know, I might be slightly skewed in my vision of that just because I know everybody that works there. But the people that work there are, they're amazing. They're real Bitcoiners, and the energy you can get from walking into a place like that is contagious. So we've grown from that meager six to, we probably have about 80 regulars that they're not there every single meetup, but for the larger events, they usually turn out. And that's usually a great time when that does happen.
Sorry, did you say 80? 80 regulars?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a huge meetup. That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. That those don't come to just the regular social ones, because generally we've been going around for so long. You know, everyone's got life. They got kids. They got work. They got things they got to do. So the social ones don't really bring everybody together. But the events when they happen, and again, there's four of those a year, and generally everybody comes out for those.
I remember seeing those some of the River meetups when I was playing around on Twitter more, and they did a really good job of doing some video promotion of it. It made it real exciting. Like, man, this meetup seems fucking awesome. I was considering making the trip out to Columbus just to check it out. it's a little out of my range, obviously, but it was enticing, you know, the video aspect. And I've seen that you do post some recordings of the speakers on YouTube now too.
Yeah,
Go ahead.
Oh, but generally, one of our members, we're fortunate to have Logan. He's a big Noster lover. He's a BTC for plebs. He has a company called Loge Media, and I'm not doxing anybody because he openly promotes this. But he's a videographer, photographer, and we had been doing these for a while, and about. It was about 3 years ago. He found out about the meetup. You know, then you kind of learn everyone's skill set when they come and they're talking. And he came to one of these events and just absolutely loved it. And he was like, "This would be great if we could record this." And I'm like, "Well, you know, you have all the equipment." He's like, "Would you be willing to do that?" And you know, he was all for it. So he does all our recording for the speakers that come there, and you just generally get their permission. Like we've had speakers in the past, well, before we were doing the recordings of any presentations people had, we would just kind of take pictures. And that way, it's not really to dox anybody, but it's really hard to sell something to someone. Because when you're trying to promote like a meetup, you're essentially trying to get somebody to come to it. And how I look at meetups is it's great. Like if you've been in Bitcoin, you know, 5, 6 years, 1 year or whatever, I'm trying to get people to come to meetups that just heard about Bitcoin. I'm not trying to get you to buy Bitcoin. I will never tell you to buy Bitcoin. I'll tell you I'm buying Bitcoin and I'll tell you why I am doing it. But you as a person need to come to that conclusion yourself. And I'll gladly point you in the right direction where you can educate yourself. But I want these new people to come. I want them to get involved. And in order to get them involved, it's really hard to sell a Bitcoin meetup when everyone wants to make Bitcoin so private. Like, you know, no pictures of faces, don't dox anybody. So, you know, we would just kind of do like this little 20, 30 second video of just like quick jump cuts of just showing like, hey, there's food. Hey, there's drinks. Hey, there's people having a good time. Hey, somebody's talking. And Logan was amazing in helping us do that. And I think it really helped us grow. And yeah, but that's how we started recording them. I wish we had recorded them a long time ago, but we just didn't have the skill set there to do that.
Yeah, it's totally. Kind of interesting. The meetups do seem like, I think a lot of people have assumptions about what a Bitcoin meetup is. And if there's no pictures and media around it, it is like going into a black hole, you know, where you kind of just have to take this leap of faith. You heard good things about meetups and maybe about Columbus specifically. And if there's nothing to see, you can't imagine yourself there without some sort of pictures of the place and the you know, what's going on and how it's going to go. And so I think it is very helpful. Like you said, though, it's pretty tricky because a lot of Bitcoiners are like, dude, I don't want a recording of me like going to these meetups. Like I've gotten to the point where I'm thinking about the Flock cameras and, you know, like tracking my license plate going around all these different things. And they're going to be easily like not let alone the freaking cell phone in your pocket, right? Driving around everywhere, recording where you're going. But anyways, yeah, it can be a little difficult to, you know, toe that line of like creating some good media that promotes the meetup while still respecting the privacy of the attendees. Has that been difficult? Has there been much consideration about it? What's the protocol around that?
Yeah, well, generally let everyone know, like at these events, like we will be recording. No one's, you know, no names or anything like that are going to be revealed, but you might be in the background of something for a split second. And if you really have a problem with it, come to me and I'll make sure that you're not in it or your face is blurred out. You know, then we get the permission of the speakers. We usually try to have at least 3 speakers. We try to do like an hour to hour and a half of like presentations, then an hour and a half to 2 hours of like social time. You know, we get their permission. And then some of the speakers sometimes, you know, I understand, you know, they don't want, you know, they like to be anonymous as well. One of those, we had a seed signer out and it, you know, that was amazing, but he's big on privacy. So it's like, well, this is before we're recording, but it's like, you know, well, when we take pictures, we'll make sure, you know, certain, you know, you're not revealed in any aspect. So we try to, cover our bases. We've only had 1 or 2 people that's ever came up to us and said, hey, I don't want to be in any pictures or anything. So it's generally not too bad. Most people are pretty, you know, pretty relaxed with it as long as, you know, it's not, you know, a picture and like, hey, this is, you know, Joe Bitcoin, you know, at, you know, x.com or whatever.
Yeah. Right when you mentioned that, it kind of reminded me, we had this episode, I can't remember when, like maybe a month ago, month and a half ago. But the title was Big Upsides, Small Risks. And Rev and I, we didn't have a guest that week, but one of the things that Rev and I talked to a lot about is, this, you know, there is, you know, certainly not everybody, but there are some people who have this kind of like paranoia, right, about being in person and like you said, with the pictures and trying to keep their face off of things and things like that. And obviously, like it, you know, we're not downplaying the importance of remaining private, especially when you want to remain private. That's super important. But for the people who aren't attending meetups for these reasons, we really think that they're missing out on a lot of upside. So it's, you know, these things, like, this is a common topic that comes up, I feel like, in Bitcoin. So, I thought this, these recordings and stuff like that, that's actually really cool. It's something we don't see very often from Bitcoin meetups. Taking the time, you got to have all the equipment and infrastructure set up. Then you're dealing with all these privacy concerns. So I think it's really admirable that you guys have gone through the, you know, all this process and all this trouble to get all this set up, because now this stuff gets to live on, right? Now more people than just the people at your meetup get to enjoy this content, but also learn from this content, right? Now the value is just growing from your content. So yeah, but when it comes to the logistics, one of the questions I had was, so I haven't had the chance to watch any of the videos yet, but when you guys do it, do you allow for any kind of audience, like Q&A or anything like that? Like how, or is it just like the speaker and then you cut the video and then it's back to regular meetup?
No, it we do the speaker, you know, they go through and get to talk. And sometimes, you know, as they're talking, you know, about whatever topic it is, they will say something that lends itself to a question. So people in the audience, you know, all you gotta do is just raise your hand and, you know, you can ask a question. And then at the end of it, generally, you know, we leave that open to any questions people may have. Like again, for the past 2 years, we've been recording them. Mostly do all my social media on X. I hate calling it X. It's still Twitter to me. But yes, we post it there. And we also put it on YouTube. And again, that's for our members that can't make it that evening so that they get a chance to get the value from it later, you know, at their own convenience. And again, it's available to anyone in the world that would be interested in watching. We keep a backup of it on YouTube. It's really easy to find. Just type Columbus Bitcoin in the search bar and it'll come up. I think there's probably, I think it's close to 25 videos now. It's like about over like 11 or 12 hours worth of just talking heads, so to speak. But yeah, it makes it really nice for people. People have really enjoyed that aspect of it because they, again, you know, everyone's got life and something comes up at the last moment and you're looking forward to going to something, then all of a sudden you can't. You can still get to see, because we've had some really interesting people come there. We've had like, you know, like fireside, you know, chat sessions with like Alexander Leishman. We've had the Secretary of State, Frank LaRose. There, you know, it's a interesting mix of people.
Yeah, I don't know how, if you think about it the same way I do, but I see Bitcoin as a revolutionary act. I mean, we're just coming out of this 250th anniversary of the revolution of, you know, the United States. And, you know, if we want to live this meme of fix the money, fix the world, ultimately that's going to require a revolution, because the fiat system is so deeply entrenched that in order to change anything, it will have to be revolutionary. And to document this revolution is important. And maybe the people participating in the revolution, I'm sure that the founding fathers were not too super excited. They definitely wanted some privacy in crafting and participating in the revolution early on, but it was incredibly important that there was documentation of it so that they could be recognized for this achievement that they accomplished. And so I think that this idea of keeping some documentation of what's going on is going to be incredibly valuable in the future, should the revolution succeed, should the money get fixed in the world get fixed. I don't know if you have an opinion on that, but that's just my response to this whole idea.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really have an opinion, but it is nice to see. Like, I've gone on to most people have like an Amazon Prime account, and you get like Prime Video with it. And if you search Bitcoin on it, there are some older Bitcoin movies you can watch for free. There's surprisingly a lot of Bitcoin/crypto movies on there, or documentaries. And it's really neat to watch something. I got involved in Bitcoin in like 2016, but it's really neat to see, like, you know, archival footage from like 2013 of what a conference was like, and just how much it has changed in just the amount of time that I've been involved in Bitcoin. So yeah, I do think they're recording it for historical purposes. There's definitely some value in that.
God, that's such a great point. I didn't even think about that. But yeah, that's absolutely what you're doing. It's an archive. I think what I was thinking about it more like, we've talked about like podcasts, right? Like this is a podcast about Bitcoin meetups, right? So we talk about Bitcoin meetups, but we also talk about podcasts. And one of the points that we've brought up in the past is that, you're talking about Twitter or X or whatever. We do a lot of our stuff on Nosfer, and like it seems like there's like a little bit of a fracturing, right? I think it kind of used to be pretty much all the Bitcoiners, we were all on Twitter together, and it was times were good. But now, you know, the community is split, you know, not down the middle. But I don't, and I think there's a lot of Bitcoiners who aren't even doing the social media thing at all. And so having a podcast, for example, is a great way, because it seems like no matter where you're hanging out on the internet, podcasts are part of everyone's daily routine, right? Or maybe not daily, but at least that's how they're checking in on the Bitcoin community. And so by posting your stuff on X and on YouTube, you know, you're actually, it's kind of like your own little podcast, right? Like it's, you're putting the content out there, it gets to live on. And in a lot of ways, I think you might be bridging some communities, or at least having the opportunity to bridge communities. So I think it's really cool. But actually, maybe a segue here, because, you know, you guys bring on all these great speakers and you get to record them. One of the things that I know we wanted to talk about here was the Midwest Bitcoin Summit that's coming up. And I'll be honest, when I clicked on the Midwest Bitcoin Summit, like the first thing that jumped off the page to me, there are a ridiculous number of speakers at this conference, like way more than I thought. I don't know. I'm not going to lie. I was actually literally checking out flights, because it seems like it's going to be a killer event. So I don't know. Would you like to talk for a few minutes, or like tell us about what your role is, or introduce what the Midwest Bitcoin Summit is?
Yeah, actually, the Midwest Bitcoin Summit is, we've had in Columbus, there have been summits, so to speak, that they've been, they're put on by Andrew Birchwell. He runs an organization called the Ohio Blockchain Council, which they kind of work with essentially like local governments and stuff like that, trying to get legislation passed that, you know, favors Bitcoin or at least protects it. He's always put on a event called Amplify. And that's like a 1 day, like 5 hour event. And they were awesome. But this is a full blown, like 2 day event conference that's happening. I think there's going to be close to 150 speakers, which is insane. It's absolutely insane. And there is so much stuff right now. Just because I am here at Ground Zero, I have nothing to do with it other than Andrew Tillman is the gentleman behind the Midwest Bitcoin Conference. I am in communication with him, and anything that I can do to help facilitate, I will. We will have a booth present at the conference. But because I am here in Columbus, I'm getting contacted by people that I've never even heard of before, just because they're wanting to set up something on the side. Like if you go to like the Nashville conference or the Vegas conference, you're fully aware that the conference itself is just part of it. There's side events happening everywhere. And it's looking to be that's what's going to happen here in Columbus as well. Everyone's trying to start up something on the side. And I think it's going to be absolute madness. And the conference is going to be at the Columbus Convention Center, which is right in downtown Columbus, right next to an area that's referred to as the Short North. And the Short North is a strange area, especially if you're a visitor, because it's the type of place you can go to. It's just nothing but bars and restaurants. And you can go and eat a $200 steak at one place. You can walk next door and have a $100 martini at a rooftop bar. And then you can go one more door down, and this is down the street from the Ohio University, OSU. So you can go next door, and then you can drink with a fraternity $2 beers till like 5 in the morning. So it's kind of a high-end yet a party area at the same time. So it's going to be a really interesting time when all these people show up for it.
One of the most interesting things about this Midwest Bitcoin Summit is that there is this overlap with the a big cannabis conference.
Yes.
I don't remember the name of it, but this comes into this idea of culture jamming. And there's a guy in the Meshadel, Shadrach, who's been pretty big on, like, we shouldn't be trying to orange pill just anyone. We should focus on the communities that are primed for Bitcoin. And the cannabis community is primed for Bitcoin because they're pretty well suppressed financially, especially, I don't know what the laws are like in Ohio right now around cannabis or anything, but I know here in Michigan, it's been a nightmare for these cannabis businesses to have just reasonable financial accessibility. And so it's pretty interesting that there's this overlap where there's these two giant conferences going to be kind of jammed together. And so there should be some good cross-pollination between the cannabis culture and this Bitcoin culture all in the same space.
Yeah, I do agree. It's an industry, like again, here, as far as like, it's legal with dispensaries and everything, but I do believe the dispensaries can only accept cash, which causes a problem for them as far as, managing the cash, on hand, which you'd have to worry about, like a possible robbery or something like that. And then you're dealing with moving at the cash, from day-to-day operations. So, Bitcoin, could be a good answer for the problems that they face, at least how their industry is being treated legally. So, yeah, I do think it is a good mesh of people meeting for this.
I've heard stories too, right, that they can't even, so once they get the cash, that they can't move the cash across state lines because it's quote unquote like drug money, right? Like it's ridiculous the way that industry has been treated financially and the way that the federal government decides to enforce these laws that all the states, even if you're going from one state that allows it to another state that allows it, it's not the money and the products and they're not allowed to cross state lines, which is pretty wild. And actually, I was wondering too, because Rev, you said that's one of the more interesting things, and I actually totally agree. But I actually was looking a little bit on the website. It's not mentioned anywhere on the, not that I could find, on the Midwest Bitcoin Summit website. Do you know the name of that other conference, in case people who are listening to the show might be interested in checking it out?
Not off the top of my head, but I can look it up really quick.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, yeah, no sweat. I was listening to a podcast of another local Bitcoiner in my region, Stacy, who does the Bitcoin Nova podcast. And she had Andrew on recently to talk about this all. And so that's how I'm kind of like hip to it all. And it sounds like with one general admission ticket, you will have access to both conferences. And so in addition to all the side events and all the stuff going on, you're going to have like more than enough to do and plenty of people to meet, because you're going to be able to meet all these heavy hitters from the Bitcoin culture and then all the heavy hitters from the cannabis culture. So if you like cannabis and you like Bitcoin, this is a one killer place to go to. And not even to mention that, like we talked with Biddish from Cleveland a few episodes ago, and he was talking about, getting the Cleveland crew to come down there, set up a booth, try and do some aggregation of products off Nostr for people to purchase with Bitcoin. And so it's like we talk about regional events a lot on this show, where the regional events allow this opportunity for a cross-pollination between the other local meetups. And this is just going to be like another great example of a convergence, an opportunity for anyone within a few hours range to go and meet each other and hang out and you know, realize like, hey, there's local Bitcoiners just a few hours away from me everywhere in any direction.
Yeah, definitely. It's called the Ohio Cannabis Health and Business Summit. But yeah, like you mentioned, the one ticket does cover both events. And it will be great. I'm actually working on putting together like the conference itself is September 23rd and 24th, which is a Wednesday and Thursday. And the Tuesday right before it, which generally most people, if you're coming to it, would be in town on Tuesday. I'm working on putting together like a pleb kind of like Midwest, you know, summit kickoff party. And it's kind of going to be like an invite only. And it's not like I'm holding invites from people. I just can't invite everybody to it just because I just physically couldn't rent a place big enough for that. But if you're, you know, a Bitcoiner in a meetup somewhere, just send me a message on X at columbusbitcoin.com, and I'll make sure you get the information once I get everything finalized where to be.
So it sounds like that's the cross-pollination event you want to go to. If you're in Columbus, if you're in Cincinnati, if you're in Louisville, you're in Indianapolis, you know, you're within range of this, you know, that's the one place where you're going to get to go and meet everybody. And I like that invite-only kind of format for this kind of stuff because, like you said, it just is difficult. I mean, talk about having 80, these big meetups. Like, there's got to be a lot involved in just organizing all of that. Do you manage all that organization yourself, or do you have some help with that? How do you go about dealing with these larger meetups?
No, I actually handle it myself. It's the one thing about like running a meetup is a lot of people may or may not realize, but you cannot successfully do it for free. I wish there was a way to do that, but if you want to run a meetup, it's going to cost you money. So you know that, you know, it involves, you know, renting a place that can hold 100 people. So, you know, you're looking at like, if you want to do it like a 100-person event, you know, you're looking at, it's probably going to run you $700 to $800 by the time, you know, you rent a location and order like 15, 20 pizzas for the people there. You know, we do them for free. But again, we have our members, we're kind of self-funded, so to speak, where, you know, a lot of it does come out of my pocket, but I don't mind donating that, to the cause. But, you know, we do ask for donations, you know, we leave a jar there. If you'd like to donate some money, great. But, you know, don't feel obligated to. But that is the one thing about it. It's not free. I wish it was.
Well, that's the whole value for value ethos, right? It's like, all right, I'm putting value out there. If you got value from it, push it back in our direction. And I think this is basically just a cultural capital issue of getting people to understand like, hey, you know, I'm putting this out there. I would very much appreciate at least a little bit of value pushed in my direction. And if you can't afford it, it's here for you, right? You can come right and enjoy it. Lake Satoshi is very much like that, where they only charge $21 a ticket to come to this event. And they provide a lot of stuff. You know, you're going to get like 10 times that value by going to that meetup, going to that event. But so like, I talk about this concept of the 8 forms of capital, or actually it's more like 9 forms now. I've added a 9th form. And so like, coming from your perspective, surely you're putting this money, you're saying like, all right, I'm going to spend some of my financial capital, some of my Bitcoin, some of whatever I've got going on to keep these events going and contribute to the community. Are you getting something out of it? You know, making social connections, building relationships, you know, how is that playing out? Is it going to be sustainable for you going forward?
Yeah, it's not like, you know, anything that's financially, you know, by all means, don't put yourself in like a financial burden. It's something I can afford to do. And what I get out of it, and you'll see a lot of times when the big Bitcoin conferences happen, like the ones in Vegas, like on the social media, you know, there'll be people slamming it and they'll be calling it like a shitcoin conference and this is that and this is that. And to me, like the conference, going to it, you know, you get to like see the expo center and the booths, and you can go see somebody talk that you've always kind of like enjoyed their opinion. But it's always been about meeting the people there. That's where I've always found the most fun. And I'm not a people person. I generally don't like people, but I like Bitcoiners. And that's what keeps the meetup going for me, is I generally enjoy just meeting people from all different walks of life. Like, we all have different career paths that we came from, or, you know, religions or ethnic background, yet we've all ended up at this same fork in the road that led to Bitcoin. And I always kind of enjoy hearing, you know, other people's Bitcoin story, or how they got into it, or, you know, or why they're into it. And that'll always keep me going. I can't get enough of it. You get a certain energy from it that I can't really describe.
100% agree. I mean, that's it. I think it was actually all the way back on, I think I was going to say episode one, but I don't think it was actually in episode one. But we've talked about before, you know, what is it that Bitcoin meetup organizers are getting out of all this? Because just like you say, you know, certainly I'm in the red, you know, in the red, right? Like we accept donations and stuff like that. And we've, had some other ways of, you know, there have been a couple events that we've kind of charged for. But at the end of the day, you know, it's $30 a month at a minimum just for meetup.com. And then other things come up all the time. And so again, I'm kind of like you, I'm fine. I'm getting a lot out of the meetup, and so I'm okay like spending some of my, you know, capital to make the meetup happen and hopefully bring some value to other people. And just like Rev was saying, I'm accumulating capital in other areas, right? Like, I'm growing this community and I'm getting benefit from that. They're getting benefit from that. And so we're all kind of growing this thing together. But yeah, I think it's important to think about sustainability. But you know, you've got a lot of the tools in place for that. And I can't remember if you said it, but like, so when you're throwing these, you know, like side parties or invite only things, are these free, or are you charging tickets for these to try to cover the cost of the venue?
No, this will be free. The one I'm throwing will be free. Cool. Hopefully I'll be able to raise enough. The going to it, there would be no cover charge, but I'm trying to raise enough where it would be like a free happy hour. That's the goal. I don't know if that'll happen, but so I'm not quite sure what that ticket goes to, especially because I like to drink. But yeah, I don't believe in charging anything, even for the other events that we do quarterly. It's free admission.
It's good. I'm the same way. I never like to charge. And so I'll just convey to you some of the advice that I've received. In fact, some of it on this very podcast, which is I think it's important to at least have the ask, to have, you know, when people are walking in the door into the free event, you know, if obviously this is optional, but like, you know, it feels very appropriate to just say, you know, it's free event, but you know, we're accepting donations. And even if it's just a Lightning QR code that you have on the table, at least then people can say, oh, wow, like, thank you so much for throwing this event. And we, of course, we'd like to give back. We just didn't know how or where. So I think having the option, it helps out with that, the sustainability aspect, I think, a little bit.
Right. Yeah. I agree. That's a good idea.
Okay. Well, we're a little bit early here, but we're kind of getting close to the hour mark. And one thing, Shannon, I think we did talk a little bit pre-show, but one of the things that we didn't mention is before we close out this part of the episode, we like to give, I guess you first, an opportunity to talk about any kind of key takeaways from this episode, anything that you thought that you wanted to bring up that we didn't have a chance to bring up, or anything else that you wanted to say before we reach the end of the episode here. So I'll turn it back over to you if there's anything you wanted to kind of close us out with.
Well, the only thing I could really think of really is for other people that have maybe they're trying to start a meetup or they have just started, and, you know, having gone through it for 6 years, if I could give any advice, it would just be to start off, just be consistent. You know, if you're going to do it once a month, and that's the hardest part. The hardest part is being consistent. So let's say if you're going to do it at the last Wednesday of every month at 6 or 7 p.m., no matter what, you have to be there. You have to make yourself available. Someone's got, you know, if someone shows up, someone needs to be there for that. So you just need to be consistent. Don't give up. Try to have a little bit of thick skin about it, because, you know, 1 month, you know, you may have starting off like, say you have nobody, then, you know, now you have like 10 or 15 people coming. And then all of a sudden, you know, at your next meetup, it might just be two or three. You know, don't let that deter you, really. It's just everyone has life going on. You know, everyone's got parents they have to deal with, family, kids, you know, career. And then, you know, on top of that, everyone knows life happens. People can have vehicle problems, et cetera. So if you have like a dead meetup that happens, don't let it bother you. Just show up next month and see what happens. Try to make it fun. So, and this is where things come into where I say it costs money. Like, again, it costs money to rent out a venue, but, you know, you can do things for relatively low amount of money that still are kind of fun. Like if you have a logo for your meetup, you can go on to like an Etsy store and get stickers printed out with your logo. And it might be like $5 or $10, you know, just something to, you know, little things to hand out when people do come to the meetup, just to have a little souvenir trinket. I found like refrigerator magnets or something that's kind of tangible that are pretty cheap to get made. And another thing really is a lot of people, you'd mentioned Biddish earlier. I'm pretty good friends with him, and you kind of need to, he's deep in the Noster, and this is kind of where our opinions differ a little, but I feel you kind of need to step out of the echo chamber a little bit. Like when you get into like Noster, that's great. Like, you know, but most of the time, like in Noster, if someone's there, they're already a Bitcoiner. You know, maybe they haven't actually taken self-custody of it, but they know what the concept is. They understand what a hard wallet is. And so like you need to kind of reach out. And I know these places that are like Bitcoiner focused, like Noster, was it like the Orange App, Satlantis, things like that are great for Bitcoiners, but the only people that are going to find you are Bitcoiners. You got to kind of reach out. And, you know, I don't like paying the fee for meetup.com, but we've had so many people, you know, come and find out about us through meetup.com. You know, I wish it's overpriced, and, you know, I will never argue that it shouldn't cost that much, because it's a little ridiculous, but it is a great resource to get people, to get the message out there, you know, that you are having this meetup.
So would you say you kind of mentioned it, but like, it sounds like your goal is to really bring Bitcoin to people that don't know about it. Go ahead.
Sorry. No, it's mainly to bring Bitcoiners together that already, because there's not too much you're going to, like if someone's a diehard Bitcoiner, like they're in a Noster, that means that they know how to set a wallet up. They most likely know, or they could regurgitate the information that all the talking heads have spit out about Bitcoin. Bitcoin's digital capital, yada, 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 yada. So you're not really going to like teach them much or point them in a direction. They're already on the same page with you. So I try to get the meetup is like a community of people that are like that to kind of bring them together and let them know, hey, there's someone kind of like me right here in my hometown. And, you know, we can talk, and we have a Telegram channel where our members, you know, communicate. But at the same time, it needs to be friendly for someone that just walked in and they don't understand what Bitcoin is. So yeah, I like to get people that are just now finding Bitcoin. That's the funnest thing to me. Someone that's willing to show up at this Bitcoin event that really doesn't have a clue what it is. So it's kind of a fine line you kind of have to walk to make it a place where both people feel welcome. And there's not really a playbook for that. You just kind of got to play that by ear.
It's certainly not something that you can prescribe. But like, what do you think is like the what have you found to be effective in? So you mentioned meetup.com as being an effective tool for allowing people to find this meetup and come and ask the questions. Is there anything in addition to that, to getting these like pre-coiners, so to speak, to come and check it out and then get in the Telegram, start asking questions, get involved? What are some of those other techniques that you found to be useful?
Again, like putting on, I would say the biggest draw is, again, like doing like the like media for it. If you're able to put on a small event, and again, like if you're in like whatever city you're in, it's amazing like what you can find that you didn't know when once you start looking. Like, you know, we have editors that work for the Consensus Network here in Columbus. Again, we have people that we can lean on from River. One thing that's neat about the meetup is you actually, when like Bitcoiners get together, if they're motivated to do something, you don't really like need to help them or encourage them. They will come together, and if they're motivated to do something, they're going to do it. So you get to see the birthing of ideas and projects that never happened before. I got to witness the birth of a couple Bitcoin companies just coming out of the meetup. And, you know, again, just getting the word out there. Again, putting some kind of media, like if you don't want to dox anybody, like Cleveland's really good about it. They'll take pictures and they'll just put like, you know, like a Bitcoin symbol over everybody's face. That way, you know, no one can see who you are, but you can at least see pictures of wow, and you can count them. You can go, wow, there was 22 people here that night. You know, maybe I should check that out. And again, it's kind of hard to draw people to it. So again, that's how the events kind of help out, is if you can find somebody in your area that, you know, maybe they work in the Bitcoin industry, or maybe they're, you know, they write articles, or they do a podcast or something like that, or even they could be someone with an opinion that's not afraid to speak publicly. If you can have something like to advertise as an attraction for them to come and see, it's not just, hey, come have a few drinks, you know, let's eat some pizza and talk Bitcoin. It's like, hey, you know, we're going to do this. Or you could even do something small, like a workshop that's really simple, and come use Bitcoin for the first time. And, you know, all that is just, you know, teaching someone to set up a Lightning wallet, and, you know, just let them, you know, give them some sats, let them bounce it around to the other people there, let them experience it. But I would say the biggest thing is trying to find a way to create an attraction, a reason to come.
We talk about that a lot, like just, what is the incentive to come to the meetup and then to keep coming back? And so I guess if I'm going to give my final thoughts on the aggregate of this discussion, it's like the recording and the media of it is not only important for promoting the meetup, and if you can do it in a way that's thoughtful of everyone's privacy, it can be incredibly effective. As I mentioned at the beginning, it's like I saw that media of the Columbus meetup, and I was like, yeah, man, I want to go to that. And Reed's like looking at the website for the Midwest Bitcoin. Somebody's like, yeah, I want to go to that. And so you guys have got that going on. And in addition to that, it's just like holding the door open, right? So if you're consistent and you can hold, keep the door held open so that these new people can come in, feel ushered in, then everything can grow. And you get the cross-pollination with the Columbus guys, with the Cincinnati folks, the Louisville folks, right? All these people that are in the area. You build up this this network that all of a sudden is bigger than just your local meetup, and you realize that there's local Bitcoiners everywhere. I just think it is the revolution, you know? This is what we're doing is laying the groundwork for the new parallel system that can evolve. And all of a sudden, over time, 6 years, right? 6 years from six people, now you're at these 80-person quarterly events, and now this giant summit where you have to make the pre-party an invite-only thing is amazing, man. It's just, it's a testament to like what you can do. And really, 6 years is a short period of time. If you plant an apple tree, in 6 years, you're finally going to get like really get the yields of the fruit of that tree. You know, that's what you're looking at. That's not a long time. People plant apple trees all the time. And so really, I mean, you mentioned this fella that, and I think I know who you're referencing here from Toledo, going around like Johnny Appleseed, starting up, interacting with meetups, getting everybody stoked, you know, and then disappearing. But that work was done, and then the reverberations of that work continue today and to lead you to where you're at, you know. We all have a role to play, and if we can just keep holding the door open, more people will come and join us.
Yeah, man, well said. And I'll keep mine short. You know, I'll go back to you know, something that comes up all the time on this, which is consistency, but also variety, right? And Shannon, I know you mentioned and really kind of underscored the importance of consistency. I think that's, you know, one of the most important things that a Bitcoin meetup organizer can do is to be consistent. But you also mentioned things like, you know, make it fun, right? Find ways to mix it up. You know, you've got the socials, you know, but then you do these quarterly events, right? Where you bring in the speakers and then you do these other regional things. And now you have this, the big summit. You know, and the other thing too, right, is with the summit, it's not only a Bitcoin thing now, right? Now there's like this other side kind of convention that you can go and interact with them too, with the, I tried to write it down quickly here. Ohio Health and Cannabis Summit. Was that right? I just want to make sure I got the name right.
Yeah, all Ohio right. Cannabis Health. Yep.
Ohio Cannabis Health. Right. Okay, great. So yeah, I mean, I think these are all ways that you can bring Bitcoiners together, but also kind of keep everything fresh. And so it sounds to me like you guys have really one of the premier meetups going on here. And so I applaud, you know, all the work that you guys have done. It's been really great hearing from you and hearing about all the stuff that you have going on. So I guess I can just kind of wrap us up by saying, you know, thanks for sure for coming on the show and for taking some of your valuable time. And we mentioned Noster briefly, and I think we covered during the pre-show that you've got a Noster NPub, and we do some cool stuff with the show to help, you know, we're kind of quote unquote like plugged into the Noster network. In a way that we think, you know, there's not really options to plug into some of these other walled gardens, whether that be X or YouTube or any of these other places that are significantly more difficult to plug, like let's say a podcast like ours into. So hopefully you'll get a little bit more miles on your NPub. You know, it'll be in the show notes. You'll be featured here on our website as a guest. And, you know, maybe people will go and find you on X, but also hopefully find you're on Noster as well.
I appreciate that. I'll make a conscious effort to spend a little more time on Noster. Now that I think X is mostly taken over by all the suit coiners. So yeah, I may make a conscious effort to get on Noster more often.
Yeah, I like this, you know, and maybe you'll hear a little bit if you decide to hang out for the second part of the show that we're going to be starting here in a minute. But I like to think of it's not so much like Noster versus Twitter, like because Noster has a lot of other tools beyond just social stuff. You know, like for me personally, I don't know, people who follow me on Noster, like I'm not a very social person. Like I'm not posting all the time, like one note a day, like maybe. Like I wouldn't call myself like the greatest follow, like social follow. I like Noster because of all the other stuff that you get along with it. And some of that other stuff is still being developed and still working. But because you have a community of Bitcoiners, you get this community of people who just birth products into existence, just like kind of like you were talking about. And so we're starting to see a lot of the AI tools that are coming out, sort of an explosion of new features and tools and things that are plugging into Noster that really kind of can't be plugged in anywhere else. So I guess that's maybe like I didn't really plan to have a Noster pitch as part of this, but maybe that's like at least maybe not a pitch, right? It's why I like Noster. You can take it for what you want, I guess. Okay, well, I think what that means is we're getting ready to transition to the other part of the show, which is our value for value section. So just like we talked about before, Shannon, you're more than welcome to hang out with us. We basically what we're doing is we're going to go over, you know, we get boosts sent to the show, which are sent to us in the form of sats. Some of those come with messages that we like to read off. And we also like to recognize all of our top contributors. So that's what we're going to start off with. But I guess before we do, just wanted to give, you know, one more thank you to Shannon for coming on the show. And just make sure you have, you know, one last final word for us. If you wanted to drop your handle for Twitter or X, or anything, any other links or anything like that you'd like to shill, want to give you a chance to go ahead and do that.
Yeah. Tell us about your meetup one last time. The next one that's coming up.
Okay. Yeah. Our next one will be on, July 28th at the, Daily Growler in, Upper Arlington, Ohio from 6 to 9 PM. I mean, yeah, 6 to 9. Generally, it lasts to, it drags around to about 10, but, advertised 6 to 9. And, yeah, mainly if you want to try to find me, if you just, on anything, it's just Columbus Bitcoin. That'll be me that turns up. It could be Meetup, X, Telegram, whatever. And lastly, if you do manage to make it to the Midwest Bitcoin Summit, we will have a booth there in the Expo Center. Stop by and say hi.
Awesome. Yeah. Thanks, Ben.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, 100%. Okay. So let's, I guess when we're starting off our value for value section of the show, the place we like to start is with our leaderboards. Sorry, you'd think I would have this by now. I would have a routine down and I would have all this up. Okay, here we go. So what I'm going to do is we don't have a ton of changes to our leaderboards, but I'm going to hit the leaderboards real quick. And then before we get into going through all the boosts, I'm going to take a minute and talk a little bit about some of the new features that have come to the website since our last episode. But first, let's start with our first leaderboard, which is our top episodes. So just like I always say, our top episode leaderboard, one of the cool things about the top episode leaderboard is that if you're new to the show and you like this episode and you're kind of thinking, wow, this is going to be one of my new podcasts that I'm going to add to my feed. But, you know, we're already on, this is going to be episode 19. What about all the other 18 episodes that are in the backlog? That's a lot of episodes. Maybe you don't have time for that. Well, you can take a look here at our top episodes and find out the episodes that people have found the most valuable. And we know that because those are the episodes that they've sent the most sats to. So our top episode here is episode 15 with BTC Russell. And that one is called Privacy is Sovereignty with BTC Russell from Columbia, South Carolina. That episode has gotten 281,897 sats. Now, that was a great episode. We talked about a lot of really cool stuff on there. But one of the reasons why we think that it's way up here at the top of the leaderboard is actually more or less all the sats from that episode have been pledged at this point to go to the Samurai developers. And so this would be to the Samurai developers, any kind of legal fund that they have, but also just to help out their families in this time. So BTC Russell got that kicked off. His lightning address in the podcast feed actually goes directly to Bill and Keone. And since then, Rev and I, we have also pledged our splits from that as well. And so at the end of July, we're going to see what the totals are for episode 15, and we'll be making a donation of both of our splits from that episode as well. So all of the sats from episode 15 are going to be going to the Samurai developers. And so we're very pleased that that's our top episode here. All right, second on leaderboard, our second top episode is episode 2. That was with GC and James from Jersey City. Meetups are the ultimate web of trust. We've got the third place is episode 14. That was with SourceNode, coming in with 112,456 sats. Our episode with SourceNode was called Permaculture for Bitcoin Culture with SourceNode from Greenville, South Carolina. Next up is episode 9. That was with Sir Spencer, Wolf of Kansas City. That episode's up to 98,618 sats, just shy of 100K. And that episode was Growing Slow, Build Strong Communities with KC Bitcoiners. And rounding out our top 5 episodes, in 5th place is episode 5 with Augie at 64,884 sats. A longtime favorite of everybody was that episode 5. And before I move to the next leaderboard, one thing I wanted to say, there's more than one way that you can measure what is our most valuable episode. One is by sats, and that's exactly what we have here on this leaderboard. But if you go to our website, localbitcoiners.com, and you go to our stats page, /stats, one of our leaderboards, episode leaderboards, you can see which episodes have received the most number of boosts. And so we don't really talk about this very often, but it tells a little bit of a different story here. If you go to the most number of boosts, our top episode is episode 9 with Spencer. And our second top episode is episode 1. And so episode 1 has been sort of a longtime favorite and really has kind of a lot of valuable information about how to start a meetup, how to run a meetup, things like that. Another one on here that's in our top supported episodes that wasn't on the leaderboard in third place is episode 8. And that's received 20. So these are 21 unique individuals or unique supporters who have supported that. And then we have episode 2 and episode 5, which we, I think we talked about those two. So I don't know, just a different view of if you're looking for what is our most, you know, popular or most valued episode, there are different ways to measure that. And so if you're looking for another way, check out our website.
I will say that episode 1, I've had more than one person reach out to me privately saying like, hey, I'm going to start a meetup and I'm listening to episode 1 to get all the lowdown of how to do it. And so really, if you want to start a meetup and you're listening to this show right now and you're like, man, I got to get in on this fun, this cool stuff that's going on. I want to join the revolution. Well, you can join the revolution and get all the information you need by listening to episode 1.
Hell yeah. Or at least a good start, right? We talk about a lot of cool stuff in this podcast, but I think it's a great place to start, especially if you're looking to start a meetup. All right. Next leaderboard these are our top listeners. So these would be the people who have boosted the most number of shows. And so this one, we do have a little bit of a change here. So we called out Perminerd last time because Perminerd was missing one. He was, you know, at one point he had the perfect record. And then it seemed like maybe one got missed because he double boosted one episode, missed another one. So Permanerd apparently has gone back and corrected the situation, because now he and Matthew D are both tied for first place with a perfect score of 18 out of 18 episodes boosted. So thank you, Permanerd. And of course, thank you, Matthew D. So we, of course, appreciate your longtime support. And then coming in right below them is Noster Gang. And all three of those folks, I'm pretty sure we're going to be hearing from in the boost section. These are our, you know, these are our core group. I think that's maybe what we're going to start calling. I guess we call this top listeners. We've called them ride or dies. But it seems kind of like every meetup's got their core group. You know what I mean? And I think you guys, you're really our core group. You're here every episode. You're boosting our show all the time. We get to interact with you on Noster. We're constantly hearing from you. So thank you to our top listeners. And rounding out here, our top three, because Permanerd and Matthew D are tied for first. Noster Gang coming in second place then with 14 episodes boosted. So third place is Shadrach. Shadrach coming in with 10 episodes boosted. So thank you, Shadrach, Noster Gang, Matthew D, Permanerd. You guys are our core group, and we love you guys. Thank you for all the support.
I want to jump in real quick. So first of all, I think Noster Gang has been making an effort to go back and find the episodes that they've missed and boost it. I think maybe they're just kind of doing it piecemeal, but that is a way to, I say it every episode, but like if you go back and boost all of the episodes that we've done and get on this leaderboard, and once again, ties count. So like if everyone's got you boosted every episode, you're going to get recognized for that. This is contributing to all of the Bitcoin meetup organizers that have been on the show. You're sending a little bit of sats to all of them. And this is your way of saying like, yeah, I am once again joining the revolution. This is my way of participating in the revolution. I'm going to put my sats where my mouth is. And I think that this is an important thing to support. And so, and with Shadrach, I think Shadrach boosted an episode. We'll get to it in the boosts, but I'm not sure that the identity came through. But anyways, okay. Shadrach has like an amazing episode, kind of tangentially related to what Shadrach is doing. But there's a podcast called the Free Cities Podcast, and recently the Free Cities Podcast had a guy on called his name is Polycarp, and he's talking about this Archipelago node, which is a node which allows you not only to do sort of like what the Start9 node does or the Umbrel node does, where you can download all these other apps and use your server, your home server, to do all this stuff, right? In addition to doing all that stuff, the Archipelago node allows you for some mesh networking capabilities. And in addition to that, it allows you to earn sats for creating these connections. And this Archipelago node is about to be in the alpha release. And so if you're interested in sort of playing around with what you can do with a Bitcoin node and earn some sats beyond just like running a Lightning routing node or whatever, how you can really leverage your home server to earn you some Bitcoin and to like connect everyone together, this Archipelago node is definitely something to be looking into. I recommend going and finding that Free Cities Podcast with Polycarp and listening to it if you're interested, because it is fantastic. I couldn't have said all the stuff that Polycarp said better myself. And you know, there has been some criticism of it, as far as the claims that they're making or whatever, you know.
I think it was mostly terminology. I listened to that episode too. I think a lot of it was just terminology, and it's like, well, that's not what that means. It's like, well, that's not super important all the time. Like it's
the whole thing is like,
the message matters.
Yes. These nodes, if you run one of these Archipelago nodes, you will be able to connect and do some really fucking cool shit. And it's like, much like a lot of the Noster stuff that's coming online right now with the private messaging and all the stuff, this Archipelago node is similar, where keep your eye on it, you know, just pay attention.
And before we get to our last leaderboard, I'll just slip in one last note here about the website, which is, so Noster Gang. So if you are trying to figure out which episodes you haven't boosted, we actually have a tool for that on the website. So on the stats page, on the episode leaderboard, there's a radio button. If you're logged in with Noster, you can see, if you click on that, it will tell you which episodes you've boosted and how much. So you can take a look at the list and see if you can figure out which episodes are missing. All right, let's move to our final leaderboard, which are our top boosts. So these are the single biggest boosts ever sent to the show. So I'm going to go down the list here, and these are messages that we read off every show. And so if you have something that you would like us to read off every show, you know, maybe you're selling a product on Noster. Maybe you want to promote your Bitcoin meetup. You know, you want to just get it out there that, hey, the third Thursday of every month, we meet at this time, at this place. Well, we'll read it off every single show. All you got to do is get onto the top boost list, and we'll keep doing that off for as long as you're on the list. So let's start going through these. Number one, we have, there we go. Number one, we've got from Sovereign, which was 300,000 sats, and that went to the Local Bitcoiners show. So this wasn't an episode boost. This was a boost that came in on the website and it went to the show. So when sats get sent to the show, Rev and I get a split, but a whole third of that goes back into our value for value, allotment, right? Where we're going to go out and look for podcasts. We're going to look for Noster notes. We're going to look for projects. We're going to look for other things that we can contribute to that are providing us value. And so that's really what we're using a good chunk of those sats for in this particular case. So, okay. So Sovereign's boost came in 300,000 sats via localbitcoiners.com. And the message is, Sovereign is the geek squad for Bitcoiners and Bitcoin companies. Come check us out at sovereign.io, spelled S-O-V-R-E-I-G-N. Thanks, Rev and Reed. Alrighty. Second place is also from Sovereign. And this time, rather than boosting the show, Sovereign boosted episode 15, which we already talked about. That was BTC Russell's episode, where all those sats are going to end up going to Bill and Keone. So that boost comes in 200,000 sats, again, via localbitcoiners.com from Sovereign. The message is, Sovereign focuses on helping individuals, families, and companies integrate Bitcoin into their personal and professional lives with confidence, recognizing the crucial role it plays in the broader economic picture. If you want to dig deeper into self-custody, node running, or point-of-sale implementation, Sovereign has your back. Thanks to all the Bitcoin meetup organizers out there for keeping the grassroots ethos alive. Go to sovereign.io, spelled S-O-V-R-E-I-G-N, for support on your Bitcoin journey. Next up, in third place, we've got BTC Jackalope. He boosted episode 2. That was with GC and James from Jersey City, which he has personally declared to me to be his favorite episode. Maybe there's been a new one since then that's his favorite, I suppose. But at least at the time he boosted, he said that was his favorite. And he also boosted via localbitcoiners.com 105,000 sats. And his message is, escape to the Listening Loft cabin in Wilmington, Vermont, a modern two-bedroom retreat featuring a signature vinyl record listening loft, luxury bedding, and a peaceful deck. Perfect for skiing at Mount Snow or a relaxing getaway. Pay in Bitcoin and get 20% off. Visit listeningcabin.com for more information. Well, thank you, BTC Jackalope, and we hope some folks reach out to you. I think that seems to me like a pretty good deal, 20% off. So hopefully people will check out your pictures on Noster and go to your website. And finally, in fourth place, we've got the third boost from Sovereign. So Sovereign really lighten up the leaderboards here. 100,000 sats coming in on episode 14. And episode 14 was our episode with SourceNode, Permaculture for Bitcoin Culture. And so their message is, here's what I'm thinking. Sovereign focuses on helping individuals, families, and companies integrate Bitcoin into their personal and professional lives with confidence, recognizing the crucial role it plays in the broader economic picture. If you want to dig deeper into self-custody, node running, or point-of-sale implementation, Sovereign has your back. Thanks to all the Bitcoin meetup organizers out there for keeping the grassroots ethos alive. Go to sovereign.io, spelled S-O-V-R-E-I-G-N, for support on your Bitcoin journey. Well, thank you to Sovereign so much. You know, you've been a huge supporter of the show. We really appreciate, you know, the sats, and we really appreciate what you're doing for Bill and Keone and for the other Bitcoin meetup organizers out there. You know, a lot of those sats are really going right back out into the community. So we appreciate what you're doing for the show, but we appreciate what you're doing for Bitcoin meetups as a whole. And finally, our fifth top boost, last one on the leaderboard here, is 69,421 sats via Fallon. Attend your local meetup, and if there isn't one in your area, start one. Local Bitcoiners is an essential part of my 40 HBW. And that was coming in from BTC Russell. So thank you again, BTC Russell. Your episode's top episode of the show. You know, you really brought a lot of value to this show, and we appreciate everything that you're doing for meetups and everything that you've been working on. So thank you again for your big boost here.
So all these people that are in these top boosts, they're participants in all of this. What we're trying to get going, the revolution. I will say it over and over again, right? Like, this is what we're trying to do here. We're trying to create a parallel system through Bitcoin meetups that allows us to use Bitcoin the way we want to use it as money, to transact. Not if you're in the cannabis industry, which came up in this episode. Now, if you're using Bitcoin, you don't have to fucking deal with all the bullshit that goes on with having cash. You can use Bitcoin. These are the folks that are like, yeah, Bitcoin is the way forward. This is how we fix the money and fix the world. And so check it out. Check out the Listening Loft. Check out Sovereign. Go boost the show. Boost episode 15 with I got just BTC got bit by Russell. A mosquito. BTC mm-hmm. Russell, sorry. And get those sats going to where, you know, it's going to be effective. We have financial power, right? We have the capital to make some change here. And these guys are putting their money where their mouth is, and we're trying to do our best to, like, continue that value chain reacting down and continue this revolution to happen. So thank you all. Very much appreciated.
And while we're giving thanks, let's not forget to shout out the streamers. So I'll just read off the top. How about we'll stick with the top three here? So these are the top three streamers of all time. So first, we've got Logues coming in with 11,388 sats streamed via Fountain. I don't have a breakdown here of how many different episodes that is. But I'm wondering, Logues might be starting to creep up there on some of these supporter leaderboards. Yeah, I don't have an easy way of checking that. Another longtime streamer, Chad F. Chad F coming in with 9,628 sats streamed via Castomatic. Thank you, Chad F. And Pleb to Polymath with 6,247 sats via Fountain.
And so we also Polymath. I want to do a little special shout out to Pleb to Polymath, because Pleb to Polymath is running a meetup in Marion, Indiana. It's this dude is doing the work, right? He's traveling around. He's not just streaming sats and participating online, but he's on the ground doing some real stuff. He's running a meetup and coming to other meetups and participating. And so Pleb to Polymath, thank you for streaming us the sats. I just want to give you an extra little shout out there. And Logues is part of the Indiana community as well. You know, Chad F, the free and open, the CEO of the free and open internet, man. Chad F is, as we might get into it later about what Chad F is working on with the value for value music stuff going on, but
we all do these have guys. For Chad F specifically. So Chad F has actually been helping us out a little bit. He's been maybe, let's call it, one of our mentors, let's say, as we, this podcast and Rev and I are both learning more and more about the value for value kind of ecosystem. You know, he's interacted with the show. He's playing with us on Nosser. He's participating in the games. But even more than that, he is actually, he's the only person that I've ever had open a PR on a project that I've actually worked on. You know, again, not a dev. So I'm a vibe coder, learning with all you other vibe coders out there. So thank you to Chad F for all the support you've given the show. And we will continue to learn from you and continue to grow. And finally, I just wanted to give a shout out. Don't forget our top zappers too, right? So top zappers, we've got Cleveland Bitcoin with over 21,000 zaps. That earned them a spot in one of the higher tiers of the supporters page. But also Paul, Nuts About You, and a whole bunch of other people who have zapped us that. So thank you to all of you guys.
And so this also gets into, like, you know, the South Carolina meetup culture is represented big in our leaderboards. The Indiana meetup culture is represented big. And it's all through different ways, right? There's not just one way you can be represented in the show by participating and showing that, like, yeah, we're on board with this whole idea of Bitcoin meetups are the way that we do this. And it's just play the game with us, guys. We're going to try and recognize everyone and show that there is a movement happening here.
So one of the things, you know, we like to shout out, right? We like to give back. We continue to try to find ways, like we've been talking about it for a long time. You know, we recognize all the support that you guys are giving us, like our community. So how can we give back to you? And we've done stuff like we, you know, include Zap splits in all of our notes, and we do other things for the guests, right? We include them in the splits. You know, Rev is pretty prolific, right, when it comes to interacting with our community on Nosser and making sure that the sats are flowing there as well. At the top of the show, we just did a 21,000 sat, you know, value return, right, for value given to the show, which was in the form of sharing your meetup and boosting the show so we can get your meetups out there. So I wanted to talk, before we get into the boosts, I'll just say we're continuing to work on this. And we do have some new website features, and this is hopefully going to continue growing our community and really defining our community and giving our community, I think, Rev, you've talked about it before, right? Like founding these boundaries, like actually making your community into something that's definable. And so now we have some new tools that will help illustrate that. And so I'd like to sort of debut here a little bit, community feeds. And so for all the people who have boosted us or streamed us sats or zapped us on Nosster for at least 100 sats, you are now part of the community. And so if we have your NPUB, your NPUB has been entered into our community on the website. So what does that even mean? Okay, you've been entered in our community. Well, first of all, you're on the supporters page, which we've already talked about that. But you know, that's just your profile picture and a recognition that you're part of the community. So now we've taken it the next step, and the next step is these community feeds. And so we have a couple of them built out. We have two. So we have Marketplace. So if you're in our community and you are selling stuff on Nosster via NIP99, like if you have NIP99 items for sale on Nosster, they're now going to be featured on our website. So you don't have to boost the show. You don't have to do anything. If you just post your stuff to Nosster, well, you're part of our family, right? You're part of our community. And so you get to, you know, you'll be featured on our website. So we've got some cool stuff up here. We've got some merch that we sort of ninja launched and haven't really talked about very much. But those are listed in the marketplace. But we've also got some other cool stuff. We've got coffee, crunchy hodl butter from Oshi. We've got sound coffee from Otis Bittmeyer. We've got some of the laser engraved stuff that I have been selling on Nosster for a while. And then we have some other stuff that's, like if you wanted to see pictures from BTC Jackalope's, Vermont cabin, vacation rental, he's got those listed as a Nosster for sale. We've got stuff from Augie is on here. Augie's got some lip balm on here. Maybe some of these things are out of stock. I think some of these might be a little bit old, but the point is, we're featuring things that are being sold on Nostr from our community, and now they're on our website. The second community feed we've got is for events. And so this is, you know, we talk a lot about, we're trying to get people to boost their meetups, right? So if you boost the meetup, you know, that's where you're going to get the value back, because you end up on the Kind One feeds. You know, we get to talk about your meetup. You end up in the boost section of the show. But if you didn't have time for that, or you didn't know about it, or you just didn't take the time to go to localbitcoiners.com/meetups, doesn't matter. Because if you've posted an event on Nostr and you're in our community, it's now in our community feeds and for the events. So we've got some other events coming up. So like Jordy has an event coming up, Bitcoin and Liberty. And that is in Spain, Can Singulera in Spain. And that's Thursday, July 9th. I'm sure I butchered that. Apologies, Jordy. Let's see. We've got the other ones that we've listed off here already. We've got Bitcoin in Espanol. And so that was Johnny Fuego, right? And so we talked about that on his episode. Well, he's got it posted as Nostr event. That's Saturday, July 11th, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. What else do we have here? The Bullish Market, right? Shout out Bullish. So Bullish Market has their event posted as a Nostr event. And guess what? Bullish is in our community. And so Bullish is now featured on the website. We've got Battersea Bitcoiners on here. And then we've got Johnny again posted the local block market number 8, which is coming up Sunday, July 26th. So these are all events. Those are only for July. So you can go to whatever month you want and check out all the events, even events in the past. You can check out what people had going on. So these are our community feeds, and we hope you check them out. And we hope maybe that gives you a little bit more incentive to join the community and start participating in some of the Nostr stuff that we've got going on.
Yeah, guys, it's just super cool. Like everyone that is doing a Bitcoin meetup is doing something cool. And if you're doing something cool and you share it on Nostr, now it's available for everyone to see when you come to localbitcoiners.com. And this is localbitcoiners.com, hopefully, is the place where the local Bitcoiners go to figure out what the hip, cool things are to do in your area. So let's do it. You know, join us. Start participating.
And we've got other stuff. You know, I'm not saying we're done. You know, if we want to do even more for our community. So we will continue to be brainstorming. We have other community feeds that are going to get built out, but we have other ideas other than that too in the hopper. So. All right. Well, thank you for giving me a minute to talk about the website. And I think with that, we're ready to transition to boosts, right?
That's right. And we're going to start off the boosts with 5,000 sats via Fountain from the one and only Matthew D, who Matthew D is scheduled to come on the show. And really, we're going to go into the lowdown about the Michigan Bitcoin culture pretty soon here. But Matthew D says, hope you guys are enjoying the summer. And he's got a sun emoji. Well, hell yeah, Matthew D. I'm enjoying the summer. You know, I'm only like 10 minutes away from the most beautiful sand dune beaches on the western side of Lake Michigan. And you know it. I'm going over there as much as I can and enjoying the sunshine. I'm not sunning my balls at the beach, unfortunately. That's kind of a little faux pas, but you know, I'm getting as much sun as I possibly can over there and enjoying it. Next, yeah,
I haven't been sunning my balls either. But I will say, I even mentioned it the other day. I don't know about you guys. We had a pretty long, hard, cold winter here in Massachusetts, and I have really honestly been enjoying the summer. It was like making mental notes like all winter about how much I was going to enjoy the summer once this extremely long, cold winter was over. So yeah, I've been thoroughly enjoying the summer. Thank you, Matthew D.
Yeah. Don't forget it, man. The summertime is the time to go and just take it in. Build up that vitamin D, guys. Next, we got 250 sats via Fountain from Nostr Gang. I think it would be neat to make a Cards Against Humanity type game for, and they say coins against coins for humanity, question mark emoji. I don't know. Has anyone got this? This seems like something that could be done. You could spin it up.
I don't think I've ever, I know I've heard of the game Cards Against Humanity. I've never played it. So I don't know the game well enough to know if there's a, like, to immediately think of Bitcoin correlations, but it would not shock me. It sounds like it. I like the name, Nostr Gang, Coins for Humanity. Love it.
Yeah, let's go. Try it out. Put it out there. Put it on a NIP 99 marketplace event. Boost the show, and then all of a sudden you can sell that game right on our website. Next, we got 100 sats via localbitcoiners.com from Anon, and it says, great points. And that was on Big Upside, Small Risk, The Value of Bitcoin Meetups, episode 13. And I think we did have some great great points in episode 13. One of the biggest points was, don't be afraid to show up to the meetup. The meetup is going to give you way more value than any privacy that you're going to sacrifice. You can be thoughtful about how you go. And Bitcoin meetups are a way for you to gain liquidity for your Bitcoin, to gain utility for your Bitcoin, to build social capital, to build cultural capital. So much is involved when you show up to the Bitcoin meetup. It's very hard to say that it's a bad idea to go. Next, we got 2,000 sats via Fountain from Jer. And he says, thanks, gents. And that was on upping your meetup game with Steve, Scott, and Tally, Louisville, Kentucky, episode 18. And that was our most recent episode before our recording now. Well, thank you, Jer. I appreciate you listening in and continue. Jer has been a pretty consistent booster, and I appreciate that.
At least a long time, and minimally a long time listener, because I can remember reading off boosts from Jer from long, long ago, like when we first got started. So thank you, Jer. We know you've been a long time listener.
And Jer is another guy that gets his 40 HPW in, and he's boosting other shows, and he's involved, and he's paying attention. So definitely part of the community that we're trying to build. Next, we got 420 sats via Fountain from Julio with no comment. Upping your meetup game with Scott, Steve, and Tally, Louisville, Kentucky, episode 18. And Julio is one of the founders, one of the key people involved in this Chicago Bitcoin Collective fork and coin restaurant thing that's going on in Chicago. And man, Julio, I can't thank you enough for listening to the show and participating, because I know what you guys are doing over there is the real deal. And I'm very happy to continue to work with you on everything. That is going to be the hub of Chicago. The Chicago Bitcoin Collective is amazing. You guys need to go check it out. If you're coming to Lake Satoshi and you're traveling through Chicago to get there, stop at Fork and Coin. Check out the Chicago Bitcoin Collective. It's a really sick place. Next, we got 5,000 sats via localbitcoiners.com, and this is from Wider. And Wider says, I'm in agreement with Talia. Social interaction is the way to go. Knowledge of Bitcoin will grow with social interaction. Each group can grow their base through educating those members once the members show interest in certain subjects in the Bitcoin ecosphere. Each member of a group will have their strengths and weaknesses. As a result, there are tons of opportunities. Education programs within each group can blossom if you grow the members. If you grow the members' time to be a part of a social structure that shows their friendship is valued, in my opinion. Next Cleveland meetup is on July 10th, 7 p.m. at Saucy Brew Works in Cleveland. Hope to see you guys there. And that was on Upping Your Meetup Game with Steve, Scott, and Tally, Louisville, Kentucky, episode 18. And thanks, Wider. You know, and this is just like another example of, you know, by us trying to do these regional guests, connecting everyone together, it shows that there is community there, just a couple hours away, whichever direction you go, there is a Bitcoin meetup for you to find. And the education, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, so we, you know, this is something I talked about it. You know, I didn't really talk too much about my meetup at the beginning of the show this time, but I did last time. And, you know, we've transitioned a little bit to, you know, we've changed meetup formats several times, right? We've done the socials. We did these education meetups that were more like lectures. Now, then we did this, the Socratic seminars for a long time. And then the last couple, we did the roundtables. And that's what we're doing again at the next one, these roundtables. But honestly, the focus of the upcoming roundtable is going to be kind of in line with what you're talking about here. Like, how do we lean into our strengths, right? How do we lean into what our community has to offer? And the only, like, we wouldn't be able to figure that out if it was a lecture, right? Where people are just listening in the audience. And so really, you know, and I think kind of that's what he's saying here, right? That's the social interaction. And so that's, you know, I think consistency and variety. I think it's good to have a little bit of everything. And so I think we right now are leaning a little bit more on the social side, but it's specifically the social side to figure out how we're going to grow together. So it's kind of right in line with what he's saying.
Yeah, you don't lean too hard into like what your own idea of the meetup is. You let the different people that are coming to the meetup show you what the meetup should be, and you offer the educational opportunities in regards to that.
Exactly. And well put.
And so the next, we've got 2,000 sats via fountain from Lake Surfer. And Lake Surfer says, separate money from state. And that's from Upping Your Meetup Game with Scott, or with Steve, Scott, and Tally, Louisville, Kentucky, episode 18. And I've had the opportunity of meeting Lake Surfer in person. And I can tell you, Lake Surfer is a real dude. Definitely looking forward to talking with Lake Surfer again in the future. And I couldn't agree more, man. Separating money from state is the way we do the revolution. This is how we build the parallel system that allows us the freedom to do the things that we do that are normal. Like a lot of my lifestyle is trying to find these ways to circumvent the bullshit of the state, stopping me from just being a normal, productive person in society. And so if we can separate money from state, then I am free. We are free to just do what we want to do and provide value to our communities in a productive sense without being extracted from left and right all over the place. So thank you, Lake Surfer.
And I was actually, if I had been thinking about it ahead of time, I might have had it queued up here, but and I can't remember what it was. But someone boosted a podcast, and I saw the boost come in on Nopster, and I was like, "Oh, this is good. Let me check out this podcast." And so I checked out the podcast, and I didn't know who it was. This isn't a podcast I normally listen to, but it was a great episode, and it was kind of about it. It almost sounded to me kind of like a message to, let's say, the suit coiners, which is like, Can we not forget why Bitcoin has value, right? Which is, you know, what why is this thing valued by anyone for any reason? And honestly, like the thing that differentiates Bitcoin from anything else that you could invest in is that it's completely separate from the state. Like they can't control it. And so using your Bitcoin in a sovereign way, it's way different than using your Bitcoin in a permissioned way where you don't even aren't holding the keys or you're trusting someone else to hold it for you. That's not why Bitcoin is valuable. Like start using Bitcoin in the way that it's most valuable, which is in your own custody, you know, in a self-sovereign way. And I just thought it was a good message to remind all the, like, maybe the new Bitcoiners out there, right? Who aren't, maybe they're not even really Bitcoiners right now. They're more like, I don't know, investors and companies that invest in Bitcoin or something. Well, take a, you know, maybe this is a good message, right? Like, maybe you should just be holding the Bitcoin that the companies are buying instead of buying the companies and having them do it for you. So anyway, it was just a good reminder. And it was something I was thinking of sending out to my meetup just to remind some of our folks, you know, why we're actually here.
You got a lot of freedom, right? This is what the founding fathers were looking for, is the ability to say no when the taxes came and all this stuff, right? We just don't want to, no, that's not what we agreed to. And guess what? You can't, like, financially control me. You can't close my bank account. You can't stop me. I'm going to do what I think is right, and that's it. So, yeah, separate money from state. That's a, you know, fix the money, fix the world. This is the idea here. Next, we got 6,900 sats via Fountain with no, so there's no identity attached to this. And so I'm going to kind of assume that this might be Shadrach, but I don't know. And so this person says, pre-listen boost, appreciate you guys as always, salute emoji. And that was from Upping Your Meetup Game with Scott, Steve, Tally, Louisville, Kentucky, episode 18.
Well, the pre-listen boost is a baller move, right? Because that means you're just assuming you're going to be getting this value out. And so we, you know, appreciate it. You know, I realize there's no name on this, and maybe it's Shadrach, but whoever it is, you know, is probably a longtime listener of the show if they're doing a pre-listen boost. So thank you for that.
Yes, thank you. And 6,900 sats is no small number, as far as I'm concerned. That's absolutely a lot of sats. Appreciate it.
That's a huge boost.
Next, we got 980 sats via localbitcoiners.com, and there's a little message here that says 1,000 sats intended, but one leg failed. So I don't know what that means, but that's interesting. That's come up.
That's from a feature. It's a feature I added when there was a period of time where I think we had, I can't exactly remember what the problem was, but we were having some issues with not all the pain. I think actually what it was is maybe we had an episode where someone had a bad Lightning address. That might have been why it started. And so I added some things. It was like, you know, what if they send in a boost and, but not all the legs pay? Do we still count it? Does it go out as an astronaut? Or do we say, well, it didn't go all the way? And so this was kind of my compromise, was to say, well, you sent this boost, so we definitely want to recognize you. And so we've got the full amount, but, you know, in this particular case, 20 sats, it looks like, didn't go through. So
yeah, it was probably the 2% split that was supposed to go to Fountain or something.
Probably.
Right? Or to like help the Fountain integration. But either way, Mr. X is a Michigan Bitcoiner. And I like Mr. X a lot. Mr. X is, if you meet that guy, he's like the comedian, dude. The guy's got jokes. I love Mr. X, talking with him. He always makes you laugh. And Mr. X says, great discussion on value of meetups. Shout out to my homies in the Grand Rapids Bitcoin meetup group. And that was the subjective value of meetups with Clay Seal, Cincinnati, Ohio, episode 17. And Mr. X, I look forward to seeing you at Lake Satoshi. I know it's been a long time. We haven't crossed paths in much too long. So thank you for the boost. Next up, we got 420 sats via localbitcoiners.com. Look at this, guys. Everyone is boosting from localbitcoiners.com. It's working. Look, this is awesome. Thank you for choosing to boost us through localbitcoiners.com. This is the way. We're showcasing that, you know, websites are Nostr clients, and all this stuff can be interoperable. Look at it. Localbitcoiners.com.
Nostr makes websites cool again. Like, let's do it. Websites used to be cool back in the day. And then they proceeded to get very not cool. and but we can make them cool again because of integration with Nonster.
And so this boost from Wider was the boost that got Wider 21K sats here.
Boom.
And so all it says is the pre-filled message. I just posted my meetup on localbitcoiners.com /meetups. And then there's a link to the meetup that Wider posted, which we already read, but I'll click on it and read it again. And this automatically added a link to Plectos. So, because once again, a lot of the clients do not render these event kinds. And so it doesn't show up. And here, funny enough, I click on the link to Plectos and it says that it won't render. I can't get it to load. But,
of course,
you know, it's at Saucy Brew Works, right, in Cleveland. I don't remember the exact day.
Let's see, we've got it on the meetup. Yeah, should be on the meetups page.
We got to find it.
Yeah, I got it loading here. Here it is. It's, oh, no. Oh, here it is. Sorry. Yeah, yep. Friday, July 10th, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., Saucy Brew Works, Cleveland.
There you go. So Wider just got 21K sats for posting the meetup via localbitcoiners.com.
For boosting his meetup, right?
Right. For boosting it out. So thank you. And enjoy those sats. Hopefully you do something good with them. Next, we got 4,242 via Fountain, from Plebeianon. And Plebeianon says, V for Ving, thanks, gents. And that was on Local Bitcoiners, Subjective Value of Meetups with Clay Seal, Cincinnati, Ohio, episode 17. And so Plebeianon is one of the homies over there at Sovereign. And, you know, Plebeianon has a podcast through Sovereign, which is called the Becoming Sovereign Podcast. And it's a very Nostr-forward podcast. This is a podcast, if you're looking to listen to the folks that are doing the value-for-value thing, doing the circular economy thing, doing it all through Nostr, you should check out this podcast. And Plebeianon also has people that are not in that ecosystem, and he gets people to talk about stuff that, if you've heard this person on a podcast 100 times, Plebeianon will have them be talking about stuff you've never thought that they would talk about. It's beautiful. I love listening to it. I look forward to every episode. And I do appreciate the value for value. You know, we're doing this together. We're all in the revolution together, guys. And this Nostr thing helps us become unified. Okay. We become unified through Nostr. Nobody can stop us, right? We can send this value. We can post all of our information out there. We can't get shadow banned. We can't have our accounts deleted or whatever, right? We can just do it and it's out there and the information and the cultural capital will persist. Next, we got 1,111 sats via localbitcoiners.com, Roa Sticks. Thank you very much. From Permanerd. And Permanerd says, I probably boosted the wrong episode. I can't seem to find the login to Fountain on Graphene OS using Amber. It's my usual method of boosting, and I'm in the market for a new app, but none seem to fit the bill. Long live Nostr integration on localbitcoiners.com. And so this is kind of an issue that we've been trying to solve, and thankfully, localbitcoiners.com makes it easy enough, apparently, because if you play around with these other podcasting 2.0 apps, it's not as, you can't necessarily always bring your own wallet and the boosts don't always propagate everywhere. And I think Chad F is really starting to try and help, make this more of an interoperable system. And really it seems like Nostr is a very good glue to, aggregate all of this information together. So if you boost a podcast from any of your favorite apps, if it's Nostr integrated, it's going to show up everywhere else. But Permanerd, thank you for showcasing the fact that localbitcoiners.com does the trick and you can get your message out there. And then to follow it up, oh, do you have something to say, Reed?
Yeah, I was just going to, you know, it's really so amazing to me to have this website that honestly, you know, I've raised my hand a number of times, not a developer. And yet here we are with a website that does just features that you could only kind of dream of even only a handful of months ago. And I think a lot of that is, well, first of all, most of that is Claude, but a lot of it also is the ability for Claude to tap into Nostr so easily. Like if we were a Twitter focused podcast, there's all these features that we're integrating. Like none of these features would be available to us. Like it doesn't, Claude or no Claude, like there's no amount of, like, unless you're going to go get permission from Elon or whoever, you can't do this stuff with a website that you're hosting yourself. So it's Nostr that makes all this stuff possible. And that's kind of what we're trying to showcase here. Like it's the interoperability, but it's also the accessibility. It's not a walled garden. It's wide open fields for anyone to participate in.
The opportunity for a parallel system to exist, for the cultural capital to be propagated appropriately. You know, we if you interact with the show through the website, that information is unstoppable. It goes out there because it's Nostr based. Okay, so then we've got 1,234 sats via localbitcoiners.com from Perma-Nerd yet again. And Perma-Nerd says, thanks for the yada love. You mentioned a voicemail possibility. It may be a fun addition to have a line for meetup reports similar to the No Agenda podcast. Let people say hey from their meetups and play them on the show. Hopefully I'm boosting the correct episode. And that's from Upping Your Meetup Game with Steve, Scott, and Tally, Louisville, Kentucky, episode 18. And I think this is going to come up again because we did kind of put the call out there, like, should we do a call-in? And that is a really cool idea, Perma-Nerd, and I didn't think of that. But, you know, if you do listen to the No Agenda show, they do have a section where people just kind of, like, have these off-the-cuff recordings and say, hey, this is us from, you know, the Indianapolis No Agenda meetup or whatever. And that could be pretty cool if, you know, all these people, whoever, if you're out there and you run a meetup and you record a little thing, maybe we can find a way for you to submit that to the show and we can play it.
Love it.
And like I said, I think it's going to come up. Bullish is going to give us another idea here coming up about that. And so next we got, speaking of Bullish, 111 sats via Fountain from Bullish Clips. And Bullish Clips says Bullish. And that's on Upping Your Meetup Game with Steve, Scott, and Tally from Louisville, Kentucky, episode 18. Bullish, I know we're going to hear from you again, so I'm just going to go to the next one, which is 111 sats via Fountain from Bullish Clips. And Bullish says, voicemails sound fun. Maybe Reed can cook up something with NIP A0. NIP A0. Have you heard of this, Reed? Might be a support in Circle 2. And so a circle is a thing that I think Bullish is working on building. I don't know exactly what circle is, but
it's brand new.
NIP.
He was messaging. He was noting about it the other day, like yesterday or something. And I kind of came across it actually like today. And so it's a, I think it's a desk. It's made, I think it's supposed to be a desktop client, but it's a desktop Nostr client with some new and interesting features that I haven't had a full amount of time to explore yet, but I know he has a note about it. And I think NIP A0 has got to be a typo. But you know, I am for someone who spends so much time on Nostr and doing all these Nostr things and developing things with Nostr, with, you know, the website and other things, you'd think I'd be better at all these NIP numbers. Dude, I'm awful at the NIP numbers, dude. I can never keep them all straight. So I'd love to say that, oh, I know what he's talking about. It's NIP, you know, 40 or whatever the hell it is, but I have literally no idea. Sorry.
Well, there's so many of them. And much like the BIPs, right? Like there's just so many BIPs. Like you could ask like the greatest Bitcoin historian about BIPs and they,
yeah.
You could stump them, be like, what does BIP number this? And they'd be like, I don't fucking know, man. But the whole point is like, there's maybe a reference here in NIP A0. Maybe we have to do some detective work, but it would be cool. Even better if we can make the voice, these shout outs from the meetups through these voice recordings, a Nostr integrated thing, because once again, yeah. Permaculture integrate rather than segregate. If we can keep everything in the Bitcoin ecosystem and then even narrow it down even more and keep it in the Nostr ecosystem, we're going to unify each other and we're going to have that much more strength in, once again, walking one step forward in the revolution. Next, we got 101 sats via Fountain from Nostr Gang with an orange heart and a purple heart. And that's on local Bitcoiners, meetups and podcasts are the signal, Ottawa, Canada, episode 3. So that was with Boomer. And so that's what I was getting at. Nostr Gang is going in the archives and trying to find the ones that they missed and hit it with a purple heart and an orange heart. So thank you, Nostr Gang. We do appreciate the continued participation. And this is a little bit of a tease for some of the ideas that we've had around these. So Nostr Gang is a prolific contributor to boosting podcasts and sort of like a curator, right? Nostr Gang is listening to some stuff and you might want to listen to what Nostr Gang is listening to. And we may or may not have an ability for you to see what Nostr Gang is listening to via their boosts in the future. And so Nostr Gang, keep it up. Your work is not going to go unrecognized. People will find the value in the podcast that you're listening to and boosting. They're going to find the signal that you've been finding for yourself.
You guys are going to love it. It's on the list.
It's on the list. We're working on 100,000 things at once, and it's all. Thank you, Claude, for allowing this for Reed to be 15 people at once with no prior knowledge of anything. It's great. So next we got some boosts that I have. Next we got a boost, 420 sats via localbitcoiners.com from me. And I'm just shilling the Southwest Michigan meetup. And the biggest thing to note about this boost is that the Southwest Michigan meetup is going to be having their last meetup here in July. And that's the third Thursday of the month. That's July 16th. It's the last meetup at this location at the Dwellers co-working space. And so this is where this meetup has started. It's been there the whole time. Unfortunately, the location is going to no longer be available to us. So this is the last one that we're going to be doing there. And it's going to be a special one. We're going to try and make it cool. So if you can come to Benton Harbor, Michigan on July 16th, get there by like 6:30 or whatever. We'll be going late. You know, if you can get there late, whatever. Just show up. It's going to be a pretty cool meetup. We're going to try and say goodbye to this location with a bang. So come to Dwellers Co-working Space on July 16th. Hang out with us. If you're in the area, it's going to be cool. Next, we got 101 sats via Fountain from Nostr Gang with an orange heart and a purple heart. And Bitcoin meetups are the ultimate web of trust, Jersey City, episode 2. So there you go. Nostr Gang is working on it, getting there. Keep it up. Next, we got another boost from me. And this is just to kind of exemplify that you don't have to be the organizer of the meetup to boost the meetup on the show. And that's your entry into this 21,000 sat potential payout for participating. And so I'm saying wash the pleb slop off with a fire hose of technical discussion at Chicago Bit Devs. And so I've got the link here to the Chicago Bit Dev Socratic Seminar. That's on July 9th. I love Chicago Bit Devs. They always bring, dude, they've got a fund there to get pizza. The beer, the fridge is always full of beer, all kinds of different beer that you could want to drink. People got wine. You could BYOB, whatever, get good food and come check out the Chicago Bit Devs. It's at the Strike offices. Down in the Loop in Chicago. And so I posted that meetup. You know, I'm in no position to be like an organizer of that meetup. I just go to it, right? But I know that they're not on Nostr. And so I took the liberty of sharing this information out to Nostr. And so here it is. And you can do the same thing. And if you do the same thing, then you are entered in for the possibility next week of getting this 21,000 sat boost, you know, payout for doing that. So go, if you go to a meetup, put it on Nostr, you might get 21K sats.
Yeah, really what we're doing, right, is I think since episode one, it's in the outro of every show, but since episode one, we've been saying the dream of this podcast is that we just read off meetup after meetup after meetup after meetup. That's what we want to do. And so what you guys are seeing right now is us learning from the community, right? When people aren't posting their meetups, we're like, well, let's change the incentives. And so this is something we want. Like when you post your meetup, like you're giving us value. This is what we want for the show. And so we're just finding ways to give it back. And I think this is, this 21,000 sats, you know, I think we're going to be like, quote unquote, like randomly selecting one. Maybe that means we're just going to pull one out of the hat. But you know, I don't know. Maybe we'll split it up. Maybe it'll be a random one. Maybe it'll be 21,000 sats a week and we'll split it up. We're kind of making this up as we go here, but the point is we want to give value back for the value you're giving us when you post your meetup to Nostr.
If you participate, you will be rewarded is ultimately the signal that we're trying to send out there. And thankfully, due to the participation of guys like Sovereign, who are a big player, you know, they're a big participant in the Chicago BitDevs community and in the Fork and Coin and Chicago Bitcoin Collective. These guys are putting some sats down, and we're going to put those sats back out for meetups everywhere. So play around with us. Get your meetup out there. Get it on Nostr where everyone can aggregate it, and we can all find it together. We can start, once there's a bunch of them, then we can start to do cool shit like maps, and you can plan a road trip around all these meetups that you want to hit with your family, going and finding local Bitcoiners all across the country. And we can start to unify and the revolution gets stronger. So, you know, 250 years of the United States being in existence, you know what? We're going to continue it on. And it just doesn't have to be with the dollar, you guys. We can just do it with Bitcoin instead. And all it takes is us to unify and participate in this together.
Can't think of a better way to close out the episode. So thank you, everybody, for your participation and continuing to listen to the show. We appreciate hearing all of your feedback, and we hope that you let us know what you think of the show. Let us know if you've got cool shit going on. Let us know about your meetup. Hopefully you start playing some of the games with us. We look forward to it.
Yeehaw, roll the outro.
Episode complete. If you run a Bitcoin meetup and want to talk about it here, reach out. Check the show notes for contact info, link to meetup organizer resources on GitHub, and more. Send us a boost of any size and advertise your next meetup. We'll read it out on the next episode. And remember, attend your local meetup or start your own. Local Bitcoiners are always just one meetup away.